Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half of the hour now. This is our annual, good Doug. It's not semi-annual, it's not biannual, it is every week. We go through the charts from Talkers Magazine at this time. Folks, on the DJV program is part of our regular programming and is ancillary to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which airs all through the end of the week and over the weekend around the country. So there are a number of things the folks at Talkers Magazine do every week to figure out what's going on, listening to the stories, the stations, the hosts, and then compiling a list of what they believe to be the... Michael Harrison will be the first to tell you it's not 100% scientific, but it certainly does reflect, and I think we know that too, a lot of the things that are being discussed in detail. There's certainly lots of stories every week, so boiling it down to 10, we go through them. Sometimes I take the people list first, sometimes the stories, sometimes I start at the bottom of the list at number 10, sometimes at the top. I think for purposes of discussion this week, we ought to, ladies, Jennifer Horn is here and Jay Kirshner from the DJV program. We ought to start with the COVID situation. That's number one, the variants, the vaccines, the politics of it all. And I think looking at the politics, the blue states now and the red states, it's become that political. The blue states are far ahead of the red states when it comes to number of people getting vaccinated. So is there any, no, I mean, there's nothing that isn't political. I don't know that I give a damn whether the blue states.
And by the way, let me just say this. The red states, far more effective in number of cases and lower death rate and less shutdown rate. So
what does that mean then? How do we
interpret? Texas, their numbers are dropping once again. They've reduced, you know, they were called Neanderthals for getting rid of the mask mandate. Well, it seems that getting rid of it worked, because guess what? That doesn't mean getting rid of a mandate.
Well, it didn't hurt. I wouldn't say it worked. It just didn't hurt.
Well, right, it hasn't affected their numbers. Their numbers keep going down. And they were insulted by the Biden administration, called Neanderthals for this decision, and they were told, they were warned that
long before, because they did it during the Trump era. They were doing, people said it.
No, they didn't. This happened a month ago, or 2 months ago.
No, but I'm saying before even Biden was there, there were people who were looking askance at folks from any place that didn't wear a mask. That's the way it was.
Right, but I think that there's a difference in understanding here, and I think you'll agree with this, because I think I kind of am attuned to your politics, because it makes sense. A mandate is a law. That means that it can be enforced. That means you can be punished for not following a mandate. And so when there was a mask mandate, people who were not wearing masks could be legally charged for that. Yes. Reducing the mask mandate or getting rid of it does not mean that you have to stop wearing masks. It does not mean that it's illegal to wear a mask. It means that it's your choice as a as an American citizen, as a free thinker, to decide whether or not you want to wear a mask or not, instead of having it enforced by the government. And I don't know what's wrong with that. People were appalled by the idea of getting rid of a mandate about masks, even though in Texas there are still businesses that require you to wear a mask if you go inside, and that's their prerogative to do that if they want to. So you know, I think everybody was flipping out about this idea they're getting rid of the mandate. No, they're getting rid of the government overreach that should have never happened a year ago, forcing us to wear certain things, do certain things, act in certain ways, stop educating our kids. It's craziness how we let that happen.
It was crazy. Yep, I agree with you on that score. What about the rest of the globe, though? Countries that had vaccinated people, Britain, Israel, those countries, the folks in Britain were very slow to get off to a fast start, where Israel was very quick to get off to a fast start. And that's made, you know, Britain has an entirely different story to tell than Israel does. Israel has had very little in terms of numbers of people because they mass vaccinated. They just said to everybody, look, do you want to be here? This is the rule. And they did it. So anyway, you know, you look at that and think, where are we going with all of this? And then I noticed out of the corner of my eye that Putin is out promoting his Sputnik V vaccine. Apparently, it doesn't work at all.
You don't want to take Sputnik 5? Come on.
I think I'll pass on that anyway. They sent a shipment to Slovakia trying to win over the Slovaks, trying to put the pieces of the old USSR back together again. But apparently, the vaccine is so bad that more people, and over there, they don't want to take the vaccine for lots of reasons. They don't want somebody to tell them they have to take the vaccine. And basically, they were being told by their government they better do it or else. And so a lot of people who have taken it have gotten sick, not from COVID, but from the vaccine, because it's probably full of who knows what. The Russians. I guess, what else can we say about them? But some of these governments, it's back to the definition of what's a progressive government, Jennifer and Jay, and what's a traditional form of government. And that maybe goes for parts of our country as well, right? I'm looking at the number of states where at least one shot has been given to people. And yeah, back again, if you want to do red and blue, I'd rather do green and yellow or something else. I'm sick of blue and red.
Well, why do we have to have blue and red states? Why don't
because
we just say
because that's what
these
the news media wants you
gray,
that you know
states
it's,
aren't.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's fair to call out a state's performance. New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Michigan use nursing homes to house sick people during the summer that result in the deaths of lots of senior citizens. That is true. It doesn't matter if they're blue or red states. That's what happened. As far as vaccine rollout goes, New York has done that a little bit better than everyone else. Now there's a lot of questions about who gets it first and their priorities, but they've done okay. I mean, can we not just treat people according to what they've done and what they haven't done?
It's in the color of their skin, too. Black Americans say they are more skeptical about it.
Guess what the message is being rammed down the throat of black people? You can't trust the government. The government wants to kill you. The government is systemically racist. That's what's being pushed down the throat of black people. And then people scratch their heads going, why aren't they trusting this government-created vaccine, huh? I wonder why. It's distrust that's built in intentionally by the perpetuation of these headlines by the news media and the creation of them by our elected officials. That's why there's a problem.
There's also a problem in travel. This week, India recorded another couple of 100,000 new infections. So the workers, the people that are in the cities are getting out of the cities, pretty much the same as what's going on here or in any place in the world where there's a huge population, lots of people close together. People are getting away from those situations and moving out into what is the, basically suburbia and sometimes into rural areas as well. The real estate values in suburbia and in rural America have gone up unbelievably in the last year. I want to spend a little time. We're at number three, the gun control situation, and to bring people up to date on the fellow that killed the eight people at the FedEx warehouse in Indianapolis. That's going to be on the minds of lots of people as we go through the weekend here. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner at your service at 14 after the hour. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that right. You have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now, we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. The golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's move back into our discussion focus here on the Talk Radio Review. The presence of Jennifer Horn being felt, Jay Kirshner as well. I'm Doug Steffen, number three on the list this week. And number three and two kind of go together a little bit. Police reform is number two. Gun control is number three. So under the circumstances, as we look at this mess in Indianapolis that took place on Thursday night into Friday morning, what are we, just one more shoot 'em up? Eight people dead, including the guy that went in. Nobody seems to have put the pieces together yet, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think the investigation, obviously, and motivation still ongoing at the time that we do this show, but it was done outside. This FedEx facility is the second largest Federal Express facility in the country, so it's really big. It's widespread.
It's a transfer point. Like FedEx uses Memphis as their midpoint, as their transfer point from one place in the country to another. Everybody goes, all the packages come into Indianapolis like they do into Memphis, and then they get redistributed to go, you know, where they're going from there, whether it's east or west or east, north and south. So there's a ton of activity in there, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a lot of people are in there. And so this was like a shooting gallery. You go in, and that's the way these big, the big facilities are getting bigger and bigger because more and more people are using FedEx and UPS. And is this a consequence? That's the question of getting big. Everybody wants, you know, these big companies running bigger.
That's a consequence that's going to cause someone to open fire on people that are working at the facility. And again, at the time that we are doing this program, it's being thought and hasn't been confirmed yet that this happened outdoors, and that even across the street there was firing. I guess somebody at a gas station was hit, and there was even a rumor that someone from the facility ran to their car to get their gun to try to neutralize the situation. So a lot of information still coming out about motive, and unfortunately it's hard because we all want to know what happened. We want to explain it away, but we just kind of have to have patience, I guess, to see what happens next. But certainly there is a feeling of anger, chaos, and frustration right now, and I think it's reaching into every city.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, going back, I'm going to spend a minute on number two, police reform. In my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, there is a move to remove police from the schools. So the school committee members and the city councilors are under the influence, if you will, of a large group of students who paraded themselves around City Hall. There was a forum as a result of that to discuss, and the kids were all protesting having police officers in the schools. They call them school resource officers. The police chief in Framingham, who is black, has said he wants the resource officers to stay. And now, because a lot of parents are making a lot of noise, it sounds like an uneducated judgment to me. I think that, unfortunately, in the times that we're in, that having these resource officers or just police on the grounds of the school is maybe better than not. I don't even like acknowledging that we need them. Should the program be reformed? Should it be dismissed? That's on the minds of a lot of people. A lot of communities, Framingham's like a lot of communities around the state of Massachusetts and around the country. So whether it happens is part of the movement to sort of, quote-unquote, fix the police. And there is a lot of that work that needs to be fixed, but is this part of it, is the question. 21 after the hour now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is a point to 23 after the hour on our regular programs on the DGV show that we get into what's happening on social media. That's one of the many places Jay shines. So we have some things that apply to what's in the story list, and number 10 is the British royal family and what's going on with the funeral of Prince Philip. There's no, I see in our trending box here, Jay, the underscore of no royals wearing military uniforms. That's, I think, the Queen's edict, is it not? Because she didn't want to embarrass Harry, and so...
She didn't want to embarrass the royal family, like, period. So the Queen's children, grandchildren, none of them will be wearing military uniforms at Prince Philip's funeral on Saturday, and she doesn't want any of the embarrassment to overshadow the funeral itself, which will be taking place at Windsor Castle. And it really started as an issue with Prince Andrew. He was the first to, you know, he relinquished his royal role in 2019 over his former friendship with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
And then added Harry. Well, the thing is, Harry, he's a British Army veteran. He was in active service on two tours in Afghanistan. So the fact that he, you know, he wouldn't have been able to wear his military uniform to begin with is kind of off. But it was just one of those things that the Queen was like, no, there's going to be no speculation. Nobody is wearing it. Everybody is wearing their funeral attire. And the funeral itself will only have about 30 people in attendance due to their government COVID restrictions.
Right, yep. All right, so that's trending for sure. Also, back to COVID, which is the number one story this week, and some variants, ideas. For example, Jennifer, trending from your hometown, the Staples Center is the big place to go for a lot of events. Lakers, Celtics, yada, yada. But they have new guidelines.
Clippers.
Right?
Hey, let's begin with the
Yeah, the Celtics. Yeah, Clippers, Lakers, and the Kings play in the Staples Center. But, yeah, the guidelines are ridiculous.
No, the point I was making was the Lakers were playing against the Celtics when this came out.
Oh, there you go. The first time that people were allowed in was Thursday.
Light on my loafers.
But here's I know. I'm like, that's your hometown team, dude. So here's the deal. So what 2,000 people allowed in. You cannot have cash. You cannot bring anything with you. Only stuff that fits into your pocket. And you have to eat and drink in designated eating and drinking areas.
And you have to order from your phone ahead
from your
of time.
Seat. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Using like a QR code. And then they'll
get
let you know
hot
when.
Dog here.
Yeah,
get you can't do that.
No, and
no,
they'll
no.
let you know when your order is ready to be picked up, and then you can go
really?
Get it. But yeah, you'll need your photo
can you
ID.
Get DoorDash to bring it to your seat, maybe?
I think that'd be great. That would be super great. You'll have to show proof of a full vaccination, 2 weeks, showing that it's 2 weeks since your final dose, that you're fully inoculated, or a negative COVID-19 test that was taken within 72 hours of game time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Police reform number two. We've been in and out of that story as well as the gun control and the COVID, mostly the first half hour of the program today, focusing on those three things. And I've noticed that there are a lot of people responding to questions about the police. It wasn't about school, though. We're asking the question whether police ought to be taken out of traffic stops. And so what are some of the listeners saying about that?
Everyone said no. No sense in that. Keep them there. Brian Linetti said domestic violence and traffic stops are the most dangerous. More cops are killed during these than any other calls. So who else is going to stop them? What one unarmed person is going to walk up to a wanted felon and say, can you please step out of your car? And Sean Watson's thoughts are that this is all about getting rid of local police officers and replacing them with military. And then this is not a proven fact. According to the CDC, around 8,000 crimes are stopped each day with a firearm by law-abiding citizens. All capital letters fact.
Really? Okay. Good for them. And then there's the situation. We were talking about the lady, the police lady who's been fired, and she's been charged for confusing her taser with a gun.
Yeah, the accidental discharge. Yeah, nobody can really understand why this happened, how this happened. Thomas G. Wilson said the problem that he has with the story is the pistol is much heavier than a taser. There should have been an obvious difference.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so those are trending things. Check them out at DJV Show on our social media.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is calling on Congress to act on gun legislation after the mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis.
These mass shootings that are occurring every single day, there's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out in the streets of our cities and our rural areas.
Authorities in Indianapolis have identified the suspect in that shooting, 19-year-old Brandon Hole. Police say he shot and killed 8 people and then killed himself.
There was no confrontation with anyone that was there. There was no disturbance. There was no argument. He just appeared to randomly start shooting.
Deputy Chief Craig McCart, he said that Hole was a former FedEx employee. The FBI said they spoke to him last April after his mother called them and said she thought he might try to commit suicide by cop. This is USA Radio News. One person is dead after a police-involved shooting in Portland, Oregon. Acting Chief Chris Davis spoke about the protesters who have gathered near the scene.
These efforts are being hampered somewhat by a crowd of fairly aggressive people who have showed up at the scene, but at this point we've been able to keep them from interfering too much in the investigation.
There have been frequent protests in the city recently, and police report that some of the crowds have been violent. Happening in Cuba. Raul Castro has announced he's resigning as head of Cuba's Communist Party. This ends an era of formal leadership from he and his brother Fidel. Russia is responding to U.S. sanctions. 10 U.S. diplomats are being kicked out of Russia. There's also a list of 8 current and former U.S. officials who are barred from going to Russia, including A.G. Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. Our overview continues. Talk Radio Review with personnel, talk hosts from the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here this week with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Certainly one of the things that people have been talking about this week is the trial of Derek Chauvin. He apparently, was it his decision not to testify or his lawyers? I'm going to guess the lawyers, right?
I'm sure he took the advice from his lawyers, but he was asked in court whether or not he wanted to take the fifth, and he said yes. He confirmed that to his lawyer and to the court. The judge asked him a second time. And, you know, a mixed reaction, I think. I think it's the safest bet to not testify because the prosecution would have probably tried to rip into whatever else. And right now it's about casting doubt on what caused the death of George Floyd, much less, you know, his even focusing on his role in it. But I talked to a friend who's a lawyer yesterday, and he said, you know, I might take the risk and put him up there and at least cast him as a human being, because we have not heard from him. He has been told by his lawyers not to speak, and he has not talked at all.
Well, does that mean that he incriminated himself? Are they smart enough to know about him, and if in fact he talked, he'd get caught in his own...
That's just it. We don't know. Well, I mean, the advice is to just shut up and don't talk to anybody when you're accused of a crime like this. And he's been doing that. But if he is a good guy and could provide some context and tell people why he made the choices that he did, would that help him? I don't know. It's not the court of public opinion. It's a court of casting a reasonable doubt.
If you look at his record as a policeman, I think that there's a lot of stuff in there that would indicate he wasn't such a great guy, nor is he such a great police officer. Why he was still even in uniform, I think is a question a lot of people have.
I don't know about that. I think he had one thing that he had one thing in his past that he survived, I think, and made it through. But I don't know. I think here's what you have to ask yourself if you've been following the trial. If you're sitting on the jury, you have to say beyond a reasonable doubt that the knee of Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. And, you know, reasonable doubt is, you know, 99% sure. 99% sure. And it's not a civil trial. Now, if it's a civil trial, it's 51%. Are you 51% sure that Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd? And I think many people could say, yeah, we could go with that. But if you're being honest, can you say that the knee of Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd? I know what
Who
we all
knows?
Feel.
That's it. Yeah.
And that's the job of the defense, and I think that they did it. We'll see how everything closes next week, but, you know, what is the pressure on the jury, and is that going to have an impact on how they decide this case, too?
Speaking of pressure, officials in Chicago are releasing video toward the end of the week of the fatal police shooting of that 13-year-old who had, was that a real gun Adam Toledo had? Or was that a...
Yes.
What was the, it was a real gun. Where'd he get it? Anybody figure that out yet?
I don't know.
How'd he have... Yeah. That's... the mayor called it excruciating.
It.
I don't know, but there are a lot of... I'm thinking of storylines from Chicago PD, popular Dick Wolf show, one of the three Chicago shows that's on NBC every Wednesday night. And some of it, if not most of it, is about this sort of thing that goes on in Chicago. Chicago is a tough city. It's too bad because it's one of our most beautiful, I think. Chicago is a great city, except that it's hard to live there if you're black. I mean, it's hard to live there, period, it would seem. Anyway, it's not, it seems, somebody ought to be able to get a handle on this, unless we're not living in an organized, developed country anymore, where it's like the Wild West. Everybody goes out with their guns and starts shooting things up. I wonder, was there ever any talk, I don't know why I'm thinking about this, we talk about gun control, was there ever any, in the old West, was there ever anybody who talked about gun control? And
I don't think so.
Yeah. I think gun control was like, hey, how quick can you pull it out?
Hold on, we should be controlling the guns, access to guns better. Yeah, all right. What did you
also
say, Jennifer?
You know, Chicago has the, I think, if not the strictest, one of the strictest gun laws in all of the country.
A lot of good
Yet they
guns.
Still have a ton of violence. And, you know, we only talk about Chicago violence when there's a police officer involved. And I think we should. But we should also be talking about the violence that happens every single weekend. 20, 30 young black people dying a weekend in Chicago. Uh-huh. And nobody wants to talk about that.
And most of them are shot by other blacks, too, by the way.
Of course. It's not, yeah. I mean, the thing is, look, investigate this police shooting. I think it, I mean, don't run from a police officer. This is
it's
the problem.
It's a bad
it
video.
It
that.
Every time.
Yeah, the video is not wonderful. All right, moving along. Our relationship with China, Russia, and Iran is number 5 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine on the countdown that you can find, by the way, at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is. Latest thing from China, where the Hong Kong court sentenced opposition leaders to prison for holding an unauthorized rally. You don't think that's going to throw cold water? It's a pretty clear message. If you're an activist and you're in China, you're headed for a real cruising bruising. They don't want any of that, and they will stop at nothing to stop these things. Opposition leaders don't survive in China. And yet here we are. We are on the same stage, considered in the same level now as China. For that matter, I don't know. I don't think people confuse in terms of the hierarchy, Russia and some of the other countries, with us in terms of being the leader, gross domestic product and, the economy and that sort of thing. But China now is making it pretty clear they're running for the top. And we've fallen right in. We've made it that way. The United States has created China completely. The Chinese government had the idea, and so they just figured out who Americans were and how they thought and went right for it. And we fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And so now we're paying the price. And the vaccine, COVID thing is the number one example of that. So under the circumstances. There are people, the Joe Biden thing, Biden made a number of announcements this week. Number 4, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the impact of the stimulus with the president and his leadership. The question is, maybe this is something that we put on our social media, Jay. There are some of the Democrats who are saying that Biden is just like Franklin Roosevelt. I'm not sure that's a... I don't think that's the case. I wouldn't say that, but there are some who say, and they're asking whether he can be as transformative as Roosevelt was. Remember, Roosevelt came in during the height of the Depression, created all of those new programs, government programs responsible for Social Security. Pretty much all of the big government programs started during FDR's reign. And so is Biden the heir apparent to, there were a lot of people who thought Lyndon Johnson was, because there were a lot of federal programs started when he was president, but he was
And FDR also tried to pack the court. It was extremely unpopular, and that's what the Biden administration is trying to do now.
Right. Well, and that's what they say Trump did with the three judges he appointed.
Oh, give me
a
break.
So here we go.
Packing the court. But that's the stupidest thing. It's a lie. That is such a lie.
No, it's understandable that people would say that.
No, it's not. When somebody, right? what happens when someone dies, a president puts up a candidate,
but
and then
they put in people that are not jurists. They're more political.
Oh, that is so full of it.
Right?
Tell me one thing. Let me ask you this. Okay, fine. Okay. Let me ask you this. Okay. What decision was so conservative that took away people's rights?
I don't have an answer.
Right, because there is no answer, Doug. There is no answer. These are headlines that you're believing.
Let me finish the statement. There are a lot of people. I'm reflecting what people are saying. That's what the other side is saying. Okay, you're packing the court with all these.
Right,
these
but I'm telling you that that's a lie.
Wait a minute.
And you said no,
it's not a lie. I don't like the word lie. It's not a lie. It's a miscomprehension. And I pointed earlier this week on the DJV program to John Roberts, who everybody thought, oh, this right-wing guy is going to ruin the court, but he's proven to be anything but.
Correct.
That.
So
there
now
are
let me
other
ask
examples
this.
Of
did
that.
Did the Supreme
Court?
Did the Supreme Court? No. Did the Supreme Court pick up Trump's case for the election? He begged them to. Did they do it?
No.
Doesn't sound like they're activists. Did they protect transgender rights in their latest decision?
No.
Yes, they did. Doesn't sound
did they?
Like they're
oh,
a bunch
see?
Of conservative activists.
Like right.
So this lie that somehow it's a lie. I watched.
I'm pumped up
about this. Your senator, Markey, Jerry Nadler.
What a jerk. He's a jackass. Don't get me going on him.
Well, he's
senator
the one that's
Edward
leading
Malarkey.
This.
I know
Markey and Nadler and the guy who thought Guam was sinking because there were too many people on it, Hank Johnson or Jones, whatever his name is.
Right.
They're all
genius.
Out there leading this fight, saying that, perpetuating this lie that Trump packed the Supreme Court. No. Here's what happens. When a justice dies or someone leaves, then the president puts up a nominee. If Congress confirms that nominee, they become a Supreme Court justice. That is what Trump did. Packing the Supreme Court is saying, I don't like the way the Supreme Court look, so I'm going to add seats to it. So from 9 justices, we go to 13. No Democrat appointed justice on the Supreme Court likes this idea, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who in 2019 said this was a terrible idea.
No,
can you get any more liberal and activist than that? No, you cannot. But yet they're sending this junk out into the atmosphere.
Jennifer's got it. She's on it. She's hot. All right.
It makes me crazy because people believe it.
44 past the hour, and I was pretty good at baiting you. I thought that would be a great way for the conversation to go.
Intentional, I know.
The border crisis is next. That's another hot button for me, anyway. Don't forget, we have as an added opportunity for you to get the gist of what's going on in some conversation circles. We have our daily DJV download, which is available for everybody at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. The one that's trending at the moment, the DJV download, is a focus on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is on hold as we go into the weekend. And then we talk about toilet paper hoarding and how that's fit into this. And, of course, the conversation about the funeral of Prince Philip and lots of other things. So you get the gist of what the program is about. You can spend a few minutes and get yourself caught up on the daily or go through the whole week if you want to and have some different ideas, different opinions. Not necessarily always do we go down the straight and narrow path, as you can tell by our conversation here. Jennifer Warren, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, as we continue. And as I said, what we'll do is talk about the border crisis, the situation with immigration, next here on the Countdown, the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all-day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede Sweden in the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow Fill, Impact Gel, and Comfort Memory Foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, my slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. Story list now from Talkers Magazine for this past week. At number 10, the situation in England with the royal family and the funeral of the prince. At number 9, the situation with crooked politicians, Cuomo and Gates. Are they guilty? Well, they're guilty of not having a lot of common sense, that's for sure. Media bias, number 8. Number 7, the immigration situation on our southern border. Number 6, the situation in the economy and the stimulus package. Number 5, our relationship with China, Russia, other countries like Iran. Number 4, the withdrawal that we are anticipating from Afghanistan, announced by Biden. Gun control at number 3, police reform at number 2, and as you might expect, the variants, the vaccines, the vagaries of discussing the COVID situation. Number 1 this week on the story list at talkers.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is the People List. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the list from number 10 to number 1, as we do every week. Sort of this formalizes many of the things that we're talking about. If you don't see the list, you can find it, by the way, at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. On the People List, Bernie Madoff, number 10, Madoff, some people say. 9 is Governor Cuomo. Number 8 is bad Vlad Pukin Putin. Tucker Carlson is number 7. Good God. Matt Gaetz is 6. Trump is 5. Ms. Harris is 4. Derek Chauvin and the participants in his trial, number 3. Tony Fauci. You have Fauci fatigue. That's number 2. And Joe Biden, as you might expect, is number 1 on the People List. That's not unexpected. Usually the president gets the most attention, and his name is mentioned more than anybody else's. So that's the story again this week. And that's the list, the top 10 people list, courtesy of the work, the research done at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. All right, so we have at 47 after the hour the opportunity to spend a couple of more minutes on a couple of things. I wanted to mention number 6, the economy and the rise of cryptocurrency. Have you seen some of the numbers this week? One of the companies.
I have a lot of friends who are like, oh, I just bought this, I bought that. It freaks me out.
I don't
you don't know about it. Yeah.
You got to have somebody doing it that knows what the heck they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, the crypto stuff that went on NASDAQ this week, one company raised like $86 billion. It's hello, mungdy mungdy bung. All right, the immigration story and the border situation.
If only
situation.
We had thought of selling people fake money, man. We could be rich.
I know, yeah, right. Why couldn't I come up with that? So the situation with immigration, what it was like when Trump was president, what it's like now. This is the biggest black eye that the administration has so far as I can see. And they still, I mean, supposedly, what's-her-face is in charge, but is that disrespectful to call her what's-her-face, Kamala Harris?
Kind of.
She's nowhere to be found. And nobody knows anymore about what's supposed to, you know, taking care of these people, giving them shots before other Americans get their shots. It's mayhem.
And I think it's unfortunate because this is the one thing that the media will call the Biden administration out on. Fauci this week said, yeah, they're not adhering to any COVID procedures at the border. There is a problem. We know that the kids, especially girls, are being sexually abused in the facilities that the government is running. I mean, it's a disaster. And they're not sending someone out in front of it to get there. And so I think they need a press conference immediately. But Kamala Harris is going to Guatemala and Mexico City. And
good for her. Congratulations. Have a nice trip. All right, ladies, thank you. 50 minutes past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. This is the overview here of what's going on in the world of technology. Tech Talk time. Normally Victoria Keelan steps up to the plate to hit the top five from this week out of the park. But because she's not with us today, Jay Kirshner and I will go through the list. I'll start with number five. We'll go to number one. Top five stories from technology at number five. Netflix redesigning its profiles for children to make them more visually appealing and more prominently displaying popular characters from children's programs. The redesign features a row of the most watched shows right on the home screen, with characters from the shows appearing on top of the title boxes. The decision to include characters was to help children better recognize their favorite shows. That's what Netflix says. It's going to be like a child walking into their own room where they know where every Lego piece is. For a show to appear in the favorites row, it must be watched at least once. The shows that appear on the favorites row won't just be Netflix shows. They'll be from the full catalog. So there's something. I'm not a big fan of children having access to any of this stuff until they're much more mature. Jay, I don't know what you're thinking about for Mac, but keeping him away from, especially the first 4 or 5 years, any screens is the only way to keep his brain from becoming jumbled. So there is a word
totally
to the wise.
He totally watches TV.
Huh?
He totally watches TV. Mickey
really?
Mouse Clubhouse, Vampirina. We're big
really?
Disney Junior yeah. people.
Really? Okay. All right.
I know. We're those people. Google
yeah,
Assistant.
Yeah. Go ahead. Number four.
Number four, Google Assistant has a new takeout feature. The pandemic has made ordering restaurant takeout a lot more popular. Not only is it safer, but it's still supporting local businesses. So what this feature will do is you will have Google Assistant fill in contact information and payment details automatically. Now, this is for Android phones after you visit a restaurant through Google Search. And it's only for restaurants that are, you know, coordinating with the Google Assistant app. So you use the Google app on an Android phone, and then you tag in Google Assistant once you've done your order, you've completed ordering, and then Google Assistant will do the rest.
Number three on the list of the top tech stories this week, Apple's next big reveal of new products taking place the 20th next week, an invite teasing the upcoming event with a spring-loaded tagline to it. Maybe you've seen it already. The timing of the event does favor an announcement for new iPad Pro. Although the new the 11 and 12.5-inch tablets are expected to have a similar design to last year's models, the larger version will reportedly be Apple's first with a mini LED display. Other improvements rumored include a faster processor with performance in line with the M1 chip Apple used in its recent Max upgrade, better cameras, things like that. The new iPad mini with a larger 8.5 to 9-inch screen, up from 7 and 7.9 inches last time around, also reportedly coming in the first half of the year. Another contender to appear at the event is Apple's AirTags, Apple's long-rumored tile competitor, which small fobs that you can place in your luggage, on a bicycle, a car, whatever, to track your items on your iPhone. Apple's planning to revamp its iMac lineup this year as well. So, that's that report. Up next, number two.
500 million LinkedIn users had their data up for sale on a hacker site. Now, this is scrapped. This information posted for sale on the website is popular for hackers. It includes archives from user IDs, names, email addresses, phone numbers, genders, professional titles, links to other social media profiles. Now, while it's not as sensitive information as credit card information or social security, people can still do enough. Now, LinkedIn has more than 675 million members, according to its website, meaning that around three quarters of its users' information may be included in this database breach.
Do you belong to LinkedIn?
I do, but I can't say I've used it. I don't even know the last time I used it. I think I'm a brunette in my photo, if that shows how long. I've had many different hair colors since then.
All right, the number one tech story of the week is a focus on the vaccine card scam for COVID, the scam circulating online, and a lot of people are being warned not to fall into this trap. Fake vaccination cards being sold in large quantities. The FBI issued a memo this week noting that the production, sale, or purchase of these cards could mean serious trouble for anybody involved. Last week, 47 state attorneys general issued a letter to the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, and Shopify CEO and eBay CEO regarding the fake vaccination cards being marketed on their platforms. Even in some cases, thieves are using the images people have posted on social media. So take them down. If you have them up there, take down your vaccine card so people don't have access to the information that's on there. That's a word to the wise, hopefully sufficient. Those are the top five tech stories this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.